with.
Okay, got it, got it, got it. A little medical emergency at the doctor's office?
The rehabilitation, sorry.
Oh.
Meeting now is in session of the Reedley Planning Commission special meeting. Let's stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ted, would you lead us, please?
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ted.
You're most welcome.
Ms. Moore, would you lead us in roll call, please?
Commissioner Custodio.
Here.
Commissioner Clemens.
Here.
Commissioner Gonzalez. Commissioner Tartaglia.
Here.
Chairman Hudson.
Here. Okay, thank you very much. This is a time for public comment. If there's anyone that would like to speak to a particular topic, let us know. We'll give you time to do so. Seeing no hands, we'll move on. Consent agenda minutes of the regular meeting of November the 21st. Staff is recommending commission approval.
Mr. Chairman, I would move for approval.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. At this time, we have the administration of oath of office for a newly appointed planning commissioner. Very young man. He's very new. How do we proceed, Mr. Fabino, on something like that?
So basically what we will do is Sylvia Plata, our city clerk, will administer the oath to Mr. Perez. Mr. Perez will come up onto the dais. Mr. Clements will retire again. to the audience, and then basically, we would like to do a presentation. And then at that point, and this is the second time in my tenure that I actually get to run your meeting, which I really like because it only happens once in a great while. And at which point is I entertain and accept basically your motions for reseating of president, vice president. And then at that point, I then turn the meeting over. I mean, it'll be a short meeting today. I'm really excited about 2014. I want to share some stuff with you, and then we'll get you out of here early and to home for dinner.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you would please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I,
Pete Perez,
do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will take this obligation freely.
That I will take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much.
And blood in first 45.
And she means it.
Thank you very much, sir.
Mr. Perez. At this time, we'd like to move on to item number 3, which is to seat you.
All right.
So, if you would ceremonially go up and
That's right.
be seated.
where we make the honorary official switch.
Oh, I like the handshake.
I like the handshake.
I like the handshake.
Was that one of those secret handshakes?
I don't know. I kind of noticed something different about the handshake.
Thank you.
Nice to have you, Pete.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
That young man next to you was asking about who you are, and I said, well, he's been around. Tell that young man how long you've been in Reedley.
Oh, I've been in Reedley most of my life, except during my adult career when I left and went to work for, you want a little bio?
Yes, please.
Okay. I went to work for JCPenney after I came back from Vietnam, and I went to Reedley College in Fresno State. Then I joined Penney's, and I actually was with them for 21 years, and I went to work for Toys R Us in an international division for about another 15 years, and so I was in a bag business also. Shortly thereafter, I retired for a couple of years, and I came to the community of Reedley, I don't know if you guys all know Alan Kiyomoto. I happened to meet him in the lumberyard one day, and he says, hey, you want to be a coach? So he was with Babe Ruth at that time, and that's when I started my civic community duties. I was with them for quite a while, and also we were part of the team that led the Vietnam veterans to their new home with the state of California. Thereafter, then I also was involved in the ASA softball program. I've done some coaching at the high school level.
You asked.
And I kind of done it all. I've been fortunate that I worked for, in terms of jobs, personnel manager, operations manager, building. Mm-hmm. I've kind of done it all. JCPenney was good to me, and Toys R Us was even better. So I live here in Reedley. I have one son. He lives in Kentucky. He's in the restaurant business, and I have a lovely wife that's going to graduate from Fresno State May.
Awesome. Very good.
Well, welcome. Thank you for that.
Thank Appreciate you.
It. Now you know him.
Yes.
Well, Coach Perez, nice to have you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Mr. Fabino, would you like to make a presentation?
Would you like to make a presentation?
I wouldn't mind, yeah.
There you go.
I wouldn't mind. Mr. Clements, why don't you come on up here?
Oh, time for toys. Presents.
John's not bashful when it comes to coming to microphones. I've been on too many trips with him to know that he's not bashful.
We were always digging under rocks for money in Sacramento.
And he still is.
Still am, yeah.
He's a good friend, but more importantly, he's been a good friend to Reedley. Born and raised and did all of his work here.
Since the third grade.
And he's a special kind of guy in my life, and he's been really special for the city of Reedley. And I'll read you what this says here, John, because I know you can't read it.
Sure.
Presented to John Clements, in grateful appreciation for your leadership in creating a community of exceptional quality of life, commitment to excellence, and many years, and that's true, of unselfish public service to this community and the City of Reedley Planning Commission. Vice Chairman from 2001 to 2012.
Wow, I didn't even know
that. Commissioner from 2000 to 2013. Congratulations for surviving.
Thank you very much.
Want to say something in terms of maybe one or two special things that you've seen in terms of the city changes over the last 13 years?
Lots of good, lots of good balanced growth, I think, is what I would say, Ron. I came on this commission I served one term back in the late 80s, early 90s, and then was privileged enough to come and serve on the specific plan committee at request as a public member, not as anything else connected with the schools, on the specific plan committee by Mayor Joe Rhodes at the time. And then I thought, well, I'm going to get on this ship when the Walmart thing's going, and let's see if it flies or if it sinks. And I was pro-Walmart, I'll say that. But my main reason was there was a time when the school system and the city of Reedley didn't have the relationship that they have today. And so for my own selfish reasons, logistically, being in school transportation, sitting at that dais allowed me to know where the growth was going to come, and I was sitting there projecting where the bus was going to go, and we've made some turnouts in pocket parks that are bus stops to this day. So it wasn't totally selfish. I mean, this is my town, and I love it, and you know, I grew up as a kid downtown. My dad was a local businessman, and I worked in the local JCPenney's as a stock boy. A lot of us have retail ties, and so that plus some educational background over the years, I think, gave me a business perspective. I hope that not only benefited the work we did here on the Planning Commission, but also helped in terms of the balanced growth throughout the community over the years. So it's been an honor to serve, and we'll see where God takes me now. Next week I'm going to be a test driver of the electric bus. I mean, we're going to be, again, a first here, and I'm searching under rocks right now for electric garbage truck funding, because there is one now in Chicago, one of what will be 20, and I'm thinking, why can't we have one right here in Reedley?
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, congratulations. Please join me in congratulating John for his years of service. Thank you very much.
We got to stand here. Come on, Ron, we got to be in this picture together.
All right.
Oh, sure, okay. Absolutely. We're going to be under the light. Let's go underneath the city of Reedley and under the light.
Oh, okay.
No, if you could, you might come down.
Oh, there.
Front. Oh, down there? Okay, sure.
So you want to be in this picture? You're going to follow
there's
the
light.
I already knew where that one was going.
There's the light.
Okay. Everybody runs.
Yeah.
We should do a photobomb, at least one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Turn it over to you, to Mr. Rubino.
Thank you. Just as kind of one quick add-on to that, John, on behalf of staff, we really appreciate all you've done for us and all the support you've shown to us over the last year plus, and so thank you very much.
Thank you. I should mention I've served under great planners.
We appreciate serving under your great leadership. So that being said, at this time, as a secretary of your Planning Commission, would be more than happy to entertain nominations for the chairperson of the commission.
Well, if Ted is willing, I'd like to nominate the vice chair to become the chair. You willing?
I guess so, although I'm happy with the one we have.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Kevin, does it have to change?
It does not have to change. That is your prerogative.
Okay.
Again, as your secretary, I'm just here to, you know, in a perfunctory situation to help accept a nomination and conduct procedurally whomever you so choose to be the appropriate member as your chair. It does not.
And
it
we're
does
okay
not require
with four.
Yeah.
With four people
yep.
voting. Okay.
By virtue of the fact that you do have a quorum, you're good to go.
Okay. So we're okay.
Ron, I think you'd. I would like to see you remain as chair. I think.
Well, let's ask these guys here.
I would like to see both of you remain in your positions.
What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Pete.
I second that.
So okay, we'll need a first, I guess.
So we have. I think I heard a motion from Mr. Tattaglia. And a second from Commissioner Perez nominating Mr. Hudson as the chairman. Is that correct?
Correct.
Take a vote, please.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
And so now that we have a presiding member, it's now back to you.
Okay, I'd like to entertain them. Any one of you have a motion for a vice chairperson?
Yeah, Ted?
I have a motion for Mr. Tartaglia. Do we have a second?
Second it.
We have a second from Mr. Perez. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Or do we need to do a roll call?
Who made the first motion?
I did.
Alberto made the motion, and Mr. Perez made the second.
Thank you. Okay, Commissioner Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Abstain.
Chairman Hudson?
Yes. Is that a no?
Is that a no?
Is that a reluctant? Okay.
Moving. I don't think you should.
Vote for yourself.
Yeah.
Community Development Director's Report. Planning projects update, and then on to engineering projects updates. We look forward to hearing from you.
So I really want to welcome aboard. We're very excited to have Pete with us. We did staff met with him and gave him a brief introduction, and I think his eyes were rolled by the time we got done with him, but it was a really good meeting, and we're very excited. Commission, we really are very much looking forward to 2014. We think it's going to be a great year and one that will be full of landmark decisions that you'll be making and decisions you'll be part of that will go on to the council. So that being said, a couple things I would like to talk to you about. One, with respect to the planning, you may remember me indicating to you that Ruth Walters retired. There was a interview process, the hiring process that we went through. You may have reported there's about 60 candidates. We whittled it down. We ended up hiring a young professional by the name of Caitlin Underwood. She's been aboard about 3 weeks now, and I'll tell you, outstanding. She also happens to be a firefighter, volunteer firefighter. So we are just really, really excited to have her aboard. She's going to do a great job for us. We've got lots of plans for her, and we're pretty excited about that. With respect to the planning side, is that my left brain or my right brain, Ron?
I think it's left.
Okay.
Is that right, Doug?
Just checking. Couple things I can tell you about. You probably are all aware that the Salvation Army is closing.
Went by the other day.
They will be out of that building within the next week or two. The building has sold. It is going to Dollar General, actually, and they will be going through a TI, tenant improvement, and that will probably start 2 or 3 weeks from now, and then probably a 60 to 90 day tenant improvement, and then they'll be up and restocking. And we'll keep you apprised as we know more about when that may actually open up. You may have noticed that the paper reported a controversial project that was really not controversial, but the Reedley Family Apartment on I Street that is underway. They've been doing grading. We're very pleased. It is a great project for the city. We think that'll probably be a 3 to 4 month project and ready to start taking folks' applications for housing probably by the summertime. So we're pretty excited about that. Kingswood Common, also an affordable housing project. This commission actually approved that several months ago. You may remember that from some of the previous commission members. That is also at Dinuba and Orange. That they've broke ground. They've been grading. They've got footings. They're moving along very, very quickly, and we're very pleased about that as well. I would note, just kind of on the more long-range planning horizon, a couple projects I can tell you about. One, the Kingswood project, the 192 lots on South Reed. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's the, I can show you on a map real quick.
On the left?
Yeah, it's this piece right here. There's 192 lot single family subdivision that was proposed a number of years ago.
Across from Orlando.
Pardon me?
Across from Emmanuel.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, I should have said that. Everybody would have known that, right? Across from Emmanuel. Emmanuel. When that went through the tentative map process and was approved, typically it went through the annexation process. We are probably, we have one last item to take care of, and then that will be annexed into the city. So we're pretty excited about that. That's kind of long overdue. We got it done. It took a while, but we're pretty excited about that. The other project I can tell you about is that most people would know it as the old Walmart site, which is owned by Mr. Otani. It's the 60 acres. It's south side between Manning and I and the bridge. We have received a application for rezoning, which is really the first step in that property being annexed into the city. As all of you know, probably the general public doesn't know, that piece of, actually there's several APN, it's one 60 acre piece, is actually not in the city of Reedley. And so he's applied to bring it, take that first step to bring it in. And we're pretty excited about that, because as we have talked with respect to economic development, one of the things that's kind of hindering the city is, you know, we don't have land assemblage, land ready to go for development. That being said, I did talk to the commission several months ago. There's a 40 acre parcel on the south, or 40 acre there's two parcels that equal 40 acres that is on the south side of Dinuba Avenue out by the sports complex. We continue to talk to a master developer about that. Very preliminary, you know, nothing set in stone, but again, that's a nice step in the right direction. So that takes care of the planning comments. Alan's doing a great job, just like always. So pretty darn lucky to have her aboard. Any questions before I move on to engineering?
The one across from Emmanuel, is that is that the same as it was presented when we had, you folks had looked at that project? Ted, probably you remember that. Is it the same way, or has it been changed? The same track?
It's, and the one across from Emmanuel's about the same thing, I think.
It is the same. There's been no modifications to that track.
There's three or four parcels that thing's put together, but it was in there for basically for apartments. Have some apartments in there, and
I know there was some controversy about the small lots at that time, and I wonder if that changed any.
Well, part of that was high density housing, and that was actually recommended by the city to have smaller lot sizes, which goes with a lot of the other projects. One of the specific plans goes along that way too, and actually.
So, might I interject?
Unchanged.
The map that you're, I think, actually talking about is actually right next to Theo's. It's the same, the underlying landowner is the same as the one that's across from Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all standard and larger lots. The controversy that occurred on that particular map had to do with the parkway, bioswales, things like that. I think what you're thinking about may be the proposed development that is out basically Dinuba, no, I'm sorry, Button Willow and Manning on the other side of Thiel's, because it kind of goes down a little bit on Manning and then kind of wraps back around underneath. So you are exactly right. That had about a 10-acre parcel that was attributed primarily to commercial. There was also a piece up a little bit further to the east of that that was a high-density piece, which is exactly what you're talking about, Ted. There was also, as you kind of went south, there was a park programmed into that development, as well as some single-family. I mean, it's ironic that you bring it up. The developer has contacted me. We've had some preliminary discussions. Their map expires in 2 years. I don't know what they're going to do. But that conversation occurred last week, so we'll see what happens probably in the next 3 or 4 months and see where that goes. I do know that kind of along the same lines, though, Queering down at Floral and Reed, they've indicated that that project is not going to go forward, so which is probably okay. I mean, it wasn't going anywhere anyway, so it is what it is.
But just to make sure we're all on the same page, that one you first referenced across from Emmanuel, that timeline started what, 2-3 years ago?
Oh no, that dates back to 07-08.
Okay, and then it expires.
So the map will expire in like 2 years. So what happens is the law allows tentative tract maps, if you will, to be alive for a prescribed period of time. And then because of the economic downturn, the state legislature has extended those timelines periodically over the last couple of years. July 1 through AB 116, they actually extended the life of those maps an additional 2 years. So we actually in the city of Reedley had maps that were going to be expiring in April, May, and June, and they would have just had to expire. But now because of the governor giving them a 2-year, they actually get 2 more years, and you know, that's fine. So we can talk about that at a later date if you'd like. I can walk you through that process. You know, you see the beginning parts of it, which is with respect to the tentative tract map. And then the council sees kind of the back end, the more technical side, which is the final map, which their action is what actually creates the subdivision of land. So we can talk about that, and I'd be more than happy to put a little session together and walk you through that stuff.
What Kevin has done very effectively is we've asked him to do some mini seminars on occasion and go in depth on processes. So anytime you want to tell Kevin or email myself and say I'd like to have a topic of whatever in the future to be discussed by Professor Kevin, then he does a good job.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Thank you.
Actually, Kevin, going back to that part you were talking about, the high density,
uh-huh.
I think there was a provision. It's one of the roads that comes down the hill from up
mm-hmm.
above right down there. There was a little density there that was proposed high density, and that was the city proposed it
right
to meet some
housing element.
Some housing element. That's been a part of that mm-hmm. for a long time. But.
So they're actually, if you'd like a little bit more detail on that particular project, they're actually talking about redesigning some of it. And I didn't really intend to, but staff does support their redesign. Part of it is because if you think about it, and I'll try to be really brief because I know we've got other things to talk about, If you think about it, at that particular intersection of Manning and Inuba, I'm sorry, Manning and Button Willow, on the south side of the street, you know, you have the beginnings of basically what's a typical four-corner commercial intersection, right? Because you've got John's, you've got Brooks Ranch and that whole thing. You know, the Menominee piece will someday be a commercial center. And then you've got existing drugstore, and you've got Thiel's on the other side. We have concern about this particular map having a portion of that whole frontage being commercial and then putting high-density residential up on Manning. And the reason we have concern is because, one, if you put residential up on Manning like that, it really stops all future development on the south side of Manning, because it's not a good planning principle, and it will be very hard to draw somebody in to then pick up a retail piece on the other side. So you would then be inserting commercial, intervening residential, and then commercial. It just doesn't work that way. I think economically, you know, when we've got major corridors like that, that's really valuable land, and it's really better used to be as a commercial corridor along the frontage on both sides of the street. So they recognize that as well, and that's one of the topics of redesign, and we fully support it, and so on and so forth. So again, that we'll keep you abreast of what's going on with that project as time goes on. Anything else?
You kept throwing me. Talk about the Thiel property.
Yeah.
It's actually Thiele.
Thiele, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, thanks for correcting me.
Yeah, it's Thiele.
Thiele, sorry.
I used to work for a company that worked with them a long time ago.
There you go. So that being said, if I can move on to the engineering component, couple of things. 2 days ago, today's Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday. Tuesday, as all of you know, I've been wearing two hats. And we actually I think on December 5th, and don't quote me because I think that's the date, but I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was the 6th, I can't remember. We closed acceptance of applications for city engineer. We went through a very extensive process. We conducted interviews. We ended up offering the position to a gentleman who we believe to be highly qualified for the position. He accepted and started on Tuesday. His name's John Robertson. He is a state of California registered civil engineer. Great guy. We are just so pleased and blessed to have him aboard with us. I know John's busy, otherwise I would have brought him in to, you know, give him an opportunity to visit with you for a couple minutes, but he will be here in the future. Great guy, great engineer. So we're just really pleased, and I'm relieved, and so
you gonna give him your hat?
Oh, he can have the hat. No, you know, John's gonna do a great job. John has a lot of experience with Caltrans. He's got a lot of experience just in the public and private sector, and I think that's one of the things that we like so much, is that he saw both sides of that, of projects, not only from, because he worked for Caltrans for a while, not only being able to understand the Caltrans perspective, the funding sources available, but also from the private consulting side. You know, how does he work with consultants, and how does he get the best out of consultants? He's got a lot of experience. And I will also say this, for me as the planning, or as the director of the community development department, the other thing that I really liked about John and my hat goes off to him, is he actually knows and can spell CEQA. So that's really good for any engineer to be able to do that. And then the other component is that he does have a broad base of knowledge. It's not just in construction management or designing of roads. He's very fluid, if you will, in the area of traffic impact studies, those kinds of things. So he really is well-rounded for us, and that's really what we needed, you know. So we just can't speak highly enough of him, and we're really excited to have him aboard. And he keeps coming back every single day, so that makes me really, really happy. That being said, let me kind of jump into a couple of projects I thought might be of interest for you. Several months ago, the city went out and solicited bids. We received bids, and the city council accepted and approved bids related to the Buttonwillow bike path. And we've talked about that. That actually goes from Huntsman on the Huntsman to Dinuba. Mm-hmm. And it would be on...
It really does.
It really does.
I know, I've heard of that, but let's check.
Yeah, it really does. So remember, we had to get through the Buttonwillow Ditch project. That's now been completed. Now they're going to come back and do that as well. The Well 14 project is a well improvement project. That is actually out at the sports park. That's the last component of kind of the water tower, bigger project. So the Well 14 project was actually awarded a couple weeks ago. The notice of award has been sent to the apparent low bidder. We're hoping to have contracts back, and we'll issue the notice to proceed in a couple of weeks. Basically, their scope of work will be to, you know, basically make the well. The well's already drilled and capped, so they're going to come in and they'll build the chemical treatment plants. They'll, you know, install and construct the pump motors and all that stuff. So that will actually round out and end kind of the whole water tower treatment, water well project, and I know we're pretty excited to see that one get finished up. A couple weeks ago, the city submitted two grant applications to COG. They were basically through two different funding sources. Those funding sources are to acquire much needed funding for the Reed Avenue project between between Parlier, maybe a little bit further north, and Manning Avenue. So we'll keep you posted as that one moves along. The last thing I can tell you about is the bridge project. It is coming along. They are probably maybe a day or two behind schedule, but we're pretty darn pleased with that. They're making great progress. Doug's been out there just about every week taking pictures, so we really appreciate that a lot.
Last one was a good
picture. Good. It is kind of fun. You know, a couple days ago I drove by and the cranes, you could see the big cranes, but if you drove by today, the arms are all up, and come Monday, they're actually going to start drilling some of the big, it's 9-foot diameter holes, which will be the actual pilings that the bridge will be sitting on. And that will be a real feat to see. It'll just be pretty darn cool to watch that happen. What they'll basically do is they'll be basically drilling in an encasement, so it'll just kind of go down, and then the dirt will come up through that encasement and out. And the reason that that's important and very helpful to them is because obviously when you're in a river, you know, you're drilling a big 9-foot hole, you don't want it to fill up, and because that doesn't mix well with concrete. And then two, You don't want it to collapse either, because it's pretty darn big hole, 9 foot across. So it'll be kind of interesting. I know even the engineering firm is really interested. We're all like, this will be really, really cool. So it's just great big Tonka toys. So we're pretty excited about that. They are on time. They are on schedule for the most part, and they are on budget. So we're very, very excited about that. Before I conclude my report, Chief, thanks for showing up. I really appreciate it. Normally it's just us, but for you to take your time.
What's the big deal?
Oh, trust me, it is a big deal. You know,
thank you for showing up.
But I do, thanks, Jerry. I really appreciate you showing up. That concludes staff's report. Probably the only other thing I can add is just a general comment. We are working fast and furious to get the final EIR done for the general plan and get it to you. I know your agenda says the 23rd. It will not be the 23rd. I can tell you that right now. It'll probably be the 30th, but I'll know in the next couple of days if we're going to make that date. We're kind of at that point where it's, you know, we write a whole bunch for a day, and then I push really hard. I'm pushing both the consultant and our attorneys to get this thing done, get it in your hands, so we can get it before you. You'll probably be, so we're trying to get it now on the 30th and then to the council in February. So we'll keep you posted on that. You'll probably be hearing more from us in the next week or so, probably scheduling some briefings, those kinds of things. And okay. That's all I have.
Okay.
What else do you have? What would you like to know about?
What would you like to know?
I don't know. I would like to make one comment, though, before we close. Having served with Commissioner Clements probably longer on this commission than anybody else, we've been on the same side on some issues. We've been on the opposite side on some issues. But I think we've all come away making better decisions because of our interaction. And most of the time, we've had a lot more unanimous decisions than we've had split. And the split there were various reasons for the various splits, but they all worked out well. And so I would just like to say, John, I value his service on the commission and applaud him for the job he has done over the years.
Thank you, Jay. It's an honor to serve. You've got a lot done.
And we did. And had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Pete, you have any thoughts?
No, thank you. I've been reading a whole bunch. I got a briefcase this thick to read. I do have one question.
Sure.
I was just going to email it to you, but
no.
Since we have all this time available, I kind of wanted to know what the geographical jurisdiction was of the CID.
Okay, so that's really, really a simple question. And so if you were to look at the map, everything that is to the, that is a great question. So generally speaking, obviously north, south, west, and east, the river is the boundary line. So everything that is to the west of the river is CID, everything to the east is City of Reedley or Alta Irrigation District, I think is maybe where you were going. What I can tell you, maybe to go into a little bit more specifics, is basically you can probably all see this red line. The red line basically comes down on the other side of the river, kind of Kelly's Beach, if you will, back up on, what's that, Kings River Road, and then basically takes in one or two more parcels and then jogs up. The blue line on this particular map is the existing
sphere of influence for the city of Reedland. The green line represents the proposed sphere line of the general plan. Now, this is a very old map, so this doesn't show, this is the original map. It doesn't show you the alternatives, nor is this the environmentally superior alternative that will probably be recommended to you. But that's what each of these lines are. And so right now, this little, from where you're sitting, it's like that little dot is what's in the city proper itself. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, Albert, you have any thoughts, questions?
No, we're good.
Any proposed future agenda items? Okay. Now, it says that we tentatively have a meeting then. Will that meeting then be not be held on that date? Okay, so we will not hold the meeting on January the 23rd. We will not, okay? And so we'll wait to hear from you as to, okay, good. We'll wait to hear for the next meeting. So just stay tuned.
We are requesting that you hold open on your calendars the 30th. The absolute worst case scenario is the 6th, but I'm not even thinking about that one because I'm pushing everybody really hard to get it to you on the 30th.
Okay. All right. Is that clear?
Yes.
Clear enough?